Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we are going to be talking about paying attention to the red flags and your instincts. A lot of the times I wanted to see the good in people, and there is so much good in people, you know, but there's also some bad stuff or some not so great stuff that I was choosing to ignore because I wanted to see the best in people and saw people's potential, quote unquote. But ignoring the red flags is what led me into a lot of situations that I could have avoided with these people and with these situations. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. So paying attention to the red flags to me would be pretty much whatever you don't like. Don't compromise it just because you like someone. Say they don't brush their teeth every morning, they brush it every other morning, and you know that they're gonna try to come kiss you with some musty breath, like, but you're choosing to overlook it because you like this person. And yes, that might be something super small, but take note of those little things each time they happen. This person isn't paying attention to my emotions. Red flag. This person is gaslighting me, making me feel like I'm crazy for even bringing it up to them. That is a problem. And making me feel like crap about myself and making me rethink my own boundaries. Like, maybe it's not that big of a deal. No, it is. It's a big deal to me. And standing firm on those things and being like, no, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I expect. If you're not meeting these expectations, there is someone else out there for me that will and that is waiting for me. And I'm not about to waste any more time being here trying to compromise these things. So a lot of the times, we want to tell ourselves that things will get better with time. But realistically, by telling yourself that things will get better with time and telling yourself that the situations that are happening right now need to continue to happen, you're telling yourself that you deserve less than what you actually deserve. You're telling yourself that you're not even worthy of accepting more because leaving this person or leaving this situation scares you. The unknown scares you. You don't know what to expect later on in life once this person isn't a part of your life. But here's the fun fact, okay? You were fine before you met this person. You'll be fine after you leave this person. You'll be fine after you leave those environments. You'll be fine after you leave that job that doesn't even make you happy. You're just getting a paycheck and you're sacrificing your dreams for that paycheck. All these are red flags too. It's not just with relationships. There's so many red flags with things and we just brush them off because, oh well. It's not a, oh, well, like, this is your life. Like, when you get put in the casket, that is it. That's just you. You're the only person in there. Which means that if you did not live your life the way that you deserve to live it, then, oh, sorry, I hit my phone. But if you don't live your life the way that you deserve to live it, then your life was pretty much pointless. If you're living paycheck to paycheck just for the sake of oh, I made money to pay my bills. Okay, what happens after you pay your bills? You go back and do the same thing, and the cycle continues. And you stay on this hamster wheel, and you never actually take out the time to learn what you want and what you need, what your boundaries are, who you are as a person, because you have all these distractions, all these people in your ear. Realistically, you shouldn't settle for less just because it's all that you have right now. It's not all that you could have, but it's just what you have right now because that's what you're comfortable with. And growth does not come from being in your comfort zone. Sometimes you have to acknowledge those red flags in order for you to get out of your comfort zone and for you to grow and develop into who you're supposed to be. We're going to talk about different types of red flags in different situations. So red flags in a relationship, I mean, this is completely subjective, subjective. for whoever you choose what you like and what you don't like. But in my opinion, a red flag for me would be being ignored. I don't like being ignored. It just does something to my soul because I feel like we all have the same 24 hours in a day and we make time for what is important in those 24 hours and what we want to include in those 24 hours. And okay, so let me rephrase that. That's a red flag within itself because if someone is deliberately choosing not to make you a part of their day, then that shows how much they value you or don't value you. So if somebody isn't even acknowledging my existence, then they don't value me. So that just pretty much, and see how I just dissected that? Like, I had to sit there and really pay attention to why it bothered me. Once you sit there and you acknowledge those things, you're able to better understand why things affect you the way that they do and why they don't. And then also, you're able to pay attention to, like I said, the signs. You don't always need closure. Sometimes your answers are right there and that's all you need to move on. That's crazy. I just gave myself advice pretty much. But yeah, so that's one red flag, is neglecting your emotions and making you feel like crap for even having emotions, really. But yeah, another one for me would be, because now I gotta think. I didn't really think on that very much. Because realistically, I've gotten to a point now where I'm okay regardless of if someone is there or not. Oh, okay. Another red flag will be people being inconsistent. They show up as their representative, and their representative is the version of themselves that they want you to see at first. And then after a while of you getting comfortable with them, then they turn into who they really are, or their true colors start to show once they get comfortable. And then they become inconsistent because they're like, oh, well, I already got her, so it is what it is. No, it doesn't matter if you just met this person or if y'all have been married for 30 years. Someone that loves you should never stop pursuing you, should never stop dating you, should never stop growing with you, should never stop wanting to learn about you. And if you're if they're inconsistent with you, then they're inconsistent with other situations in their life. And you might not want to be a part of that because that might trickle into there being other issues later on. So a red flag with being in a work environment would be, first of all, if you hate going to work every day, don't go to that job. Find another job. Like, there's so many other jobs out there, and it's easier said than done, but we will literally sit there and chase someone else's dream for them and neglect our own. Because ours aren't as important and ours aren't set in stone. So why does it matter type situation? But it definitely does matter. You matter. So you deserve more than what you're telling yourself that you do. And it's also a matter of realizing that if you're not happy with yourself in the direction that you're going in and the stuff that you have going on, you're not going to be happy with really anything that's external. It all starts with you. And that's also something that I've had to tell myself, because I can easily pour into someone else and uplift them and encourage them and stuff. But if I'm not doing that for myself, I get drained and I feel kind of out of it, you know? And that's not healthy for you to keep putting all your energy towards other people and not yourself. And it's okay to have a giving heart and a giving spirit and stuff, excuse me, and to care about other people, but it's not okay for you to neglect yourself. And that, figuring out where that started, it comes from childhood, for me at least, of just feeling neglected in a lot of ways and not really noticing that in adulthood until now. So it just kind of, your problems grow with you. Like, if it started out small whenever you were younger and you didn't, it's like, okay, so say somebody gets injured or something and they don't go to the doctor and it's an open wound or whatever, and they just don't get it treated, don't even clean it, they just leave it alone. It's gonna get infected, and if you still don't do anything after the infection happens, you might have to get a limb amputated or something. Like, but that was just an example to say that if you don't treat your issues for what they are in the moment, it's gonna be a snowball effect of more issues piling on top of that one issue. And once we realize that, we stop settling for less. And we have more confidence in saying, hey, this is how much you have to do, or this is my requirements. If you don't meet these requirements, you gotta go. There's no middle ground. There's no, oh, let's, you know, wait it out and take some time. Like, yeah, there is a certain extent to that where you give people a grace period and be like, okay, well, if I don't see change within this certain time frame, then I'm just going to take this as, this is just who you are. This is just how this environment is going to be. And this isn't for me. And I'm going to go find what is for me, because settling for less only means that you feel like you're less than, because you feel like you only deserve a certain amount. No, you deserve the whole, like, everything. You deserve everything and then some. And don't let anybody tell you any different. And those same people that might try to tell you different want you to lower your standards because their standards are low for themselves. So something about you actually caring about yourself enough to put that out there intimidates something in them that they haven't actually taken the initiative to improve in their lives. that doesn't have anything to do with you. Once you set boundaries and standards and morals and values and all these things for yourself, people have no choice, no choice whatsoever, but to do those things or to move out of the way. And don't waste any time, because time is so precious and it's something that you can never get back. I used to believe that if I watered myself down, or if I, you know, made myself fit into a smaller box just to be able to say that I'm with someone, then I would be happy. Girl, no. No, ma'am, that doesn't even, no. Like, you have to be who you are completely, first of all. Be whole within yourself. And then, once you're whole within yourself, you put yourself out there. And realistically, we are what we attract. So, if we're insecure and stuff like that, and we're still unhealed from our damage that we've dealt with or whatever the case is, then chances are we're gonna attract those types of people, those types of people that need healing, that don't know who they are or whatever. But I've learned recently that more lately that that's very true, because my friendships that I have now compared to my friendships that I used to have are completely different. And they're different because my friendships that I have with people now, they're more business-minded people. They're more upfront people, people that are really caring about each other, and they pour into me the same way that I pour into them, if not more. And I don't have to do extra stuff for that. So that's also why I'm saying this, is because I've seen too many examples of you not having to do less or to change who you are just to be accepted, for me to believe that you don't have to change yourself in order to be accepted. Like, if someone genuinely cares about you and they want you to be there, it's not going to be a question. If a job cares about you and wants you to be there, there's not going to be a question. If a relationship is supposed to be in your life, it's going to grow and not keep you stagnant. So the red flags are always there. There's also positive things about it too, but that's not what we're talking about today. I just don't want people to ignore the signs and waste time anymore, because that person is going to be that person. Regardless, don't hold yourself back for someone else, because then by the time everything is said and done, you're going to be so happy. You're going to lose yourself completely trying to love someone that doesn't even love themselves, let alone love you. And it's just going to drain you, and you're going to be damaged and have to heal from trauma that you weren't even supposed to experience in the first place. But that's all I have for today. I know I sounded really passionate with this part, but I really am passionate with this part because I've experienced this, and I've seen too many beautiful souls experience this as well, and they don't deserve it. So I just wanted to throw this out there. I really hope that this helps someone, and you deserve everything that you set out to get and that you want in life. You just have to believe that you deserve it, and that's really the first step. I hope y'all have a good day. Bye.